too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. Looking forward to that. And can't wait to talk to him about South Carolina and where they are now and their getting ready for spring practice and winding up their recruiting. We last talked to them right before signing day, so we'll talk about their four signees last week, what is on tap for spring practice, and maybe getting some 2020 stuff here today. News-wise, in case you missed it last night, University of Virginia went to North Carolina. Tim Bray said now 8-66 on the road at North Carolina. Fourth-ranked Virginia topped 8th-ranked North Carolina 69-61. To really create this hierarchy now in the ACC, that goes, it's obvious to me now that Duke is better than Virginia after beating them twice. And it's obvious to me now that Virginia's better than North Carolina after they beat the Tar Heels on the road last night. So three top 10 teams, I don't doubt that, but the hierarchy has been set. I think seeding pretty simple in the ACC now, pretty simple in the NCAA tournament as far as those three are concerned. Kansas went to TCU, the 14th-ranked Jayhawks got a nice win last night. They won 82-77. This is not the best Bill Self team, but a nice win last night on the road on a big Monday kind of event and got them going in the right direction. Tonight in college basketball, you've got LSU goes to Kentucky and a battle of a couple ranked teams there. You have Clemson tomorrow night, by the way, in the ACC going down to Miami. But tonight, Duke goes to Louisville in a big game there. Today, we're going to get into the NFL news. Couple different notes. Kyler Murray chooses football over baseball. At this point, we'll see what comes out of that. He's going to go to the NFL Combine, and we'll see what comes out of that. So I want to get your thoughts on that, get Zach's thoughts on that, and what that might look like in the future for Kyler Murray. Kind of a, you know, it's interesting to see. It's a, I won't say unprecedented, but really you don't see guys his size have a lot of success in the NFL. So we'll talk about the pros and cons and measuring football versus baseball in that decision. The other big story in the NFL yesterday, the Browns signed Kareem Hunt, controversial signing. We'll get into that, kind of review what his suspension was and talk about the repercussions of the Browns stepping out on a ledge and what all that means. College football, Ole Miss has to vacate 33 wins due to some violations. We'll tell you what that means a little bit later on today. According to their athletic director, Russ Bork made the announcement yesterday about the 15 level one violations under Hugh Freeze. We have the couple of things that have S&P's top rankings for next year. Clemson third in this one. That's the lowest we've seen them ranked. We've seen them 1 and 2 in preseason polls. This is the lowest we've seen them ranked. We'll tell you who 1 and 2 are coming up a little later on. Vegas has new odds out for the College Football National Championship. The Tigers are the favorite there. We'll tell you what kind of favorite they are coming up as well. Phil Mickelson finished off his win at Pebble Beach yesterday. The age of 48, went ahead and played 2 holes and played 2 really good holes. Looked good in doing it, and he won yesterday. Tell you how the local guys and moving forward. Also tell you about our college golf schedule coming up here a little bit later on. We have, as I told you off of yesterday's show, we thought this would happen, that the Edwards kid from down in Atlanta, the 5-star, 6'5 guard, chose Georgia yesterday over Florida State and Kentucky. So a big pickup for Georgia basketball yesterday. And Clemson unveiled a new campaign, hashtag 15 and orange. So on Wednesdays now, you're supposed to wear some national championship gear. I like it. We'll tell you about details of that coming up in the show today. Finally, we'll get into the ACC tournament format, what that means, where, you know, who gets byes and all that, kind of getting you ready for the ACC tournament. We'll look at the latest as far as the net rankings go, who moved up, who moved down after last night. Clemson's now in that bubble watch a little bit. And also, an amazing deal. Two West Coast kids say they're going to visit Clemson soon from the class of 2020. Two top 10 West Coast players, and the nation's number 2 player supposedly coming this weekend here, according to Rivals.com. So a lot to do today. Let's get into that with our producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 of the Twitter world, but number 1 in your heart, and the producer of Tiger Calls last night, so we get to hear what happened there, Zach Orr. Yeah, well.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing well, very well.
You got your traveling keg this morning, banana, and some kind of a wrapped good over there.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what's in the tinfoil.
I brought it out before the show. I got here on 2 wheels this morning. Mm-hmm. I brought it out before the show to kind of show, because it is, I mean, it's a big commitment. 64 ounces a day.
Is this a new thing you're doing?
Yeah. I figured out I don't have vertigo.
What's the matter?
High blood pressure. I had, for the third time in my life, my blood pressure spiked. And ears ringing, pressure in the head, and went and checked it yesterday. And it did spike, man. It was concerning. And I have a physical set up for March the 15th, so I have a month to get it down. It spiked for a reason. Some other reason in there, virus or something. I don't know what it is. But so my wife made me some muffins this morning. And I've got my 64 ounces of water to drink today. And I got my banana and got me some CoQ10 and going to exercise and diet better. We had some nice food. I had salad yesterday. And so a little lifestyle change to get this thing under control. A little scary yesterday, man. Anytime you're dizzy, that's not good.
Yep.
So, and you know, I don't go to the doctor. So all this is self-prescribed.
Sure.
Self-sure. Diagnosed. That's where I'm really dangerous. I told you about when I did my car.
No.
I would take my car up there to Danny Presley and the folks, and I said, Danny, I got alternator issue. He goes, well, now we've eliminated the alternator. Now we know it's not that. But anyway, blood pressure, we know that is high. So don't know any stress, don't anything like that. But, you know, something caused it, so we got to get that thing down. So nice
have
my wife
you,
can be doing it for
us. Ever, excuse me, drank that much water in a day?
Yeah, it's hard because all you do all day long is just take bathroom breaks. You just go and tinkle and tinkle and tinkle.
So I try to do a gallon of water a day.
How many ounces?
I think that's 100 and that's 2 of those.
Well, I do 2 of these. See, I do the 8 till 2, 12, and then 2 to 6.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so
32. So
you're
going to
be. You're going to be worrying about how large your prostate is in a couple of days because you're going to be going to the bathroom so much?
Oh, I went yesterday. I did this yesterday. I went yesterday 50 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't be as hungry, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
You're not going to eat as much, but you're going to go to the bathroom and pee a lot.
A lot, man. A lot.
That's still a cool little bottle, though.
Huh? Well, it's Meredith's. You can see. Yeah. Somebody made it for Meredith when she's pregnant, but I stole it. What? So you still do a gallon?
Yeah.
You do it every day?
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
It is.
You got to commit to it.
It is.
But it's tough. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice little rainy commute in this morning. Rain's gone after today, right?
It is gone. You know, we watch weather a lot here because we're a morning show. We're supposed to get you ready for the weather. If you, in case you haven't stepped foot outside today, it's going to rain today. I feel like Ollie, the weatherman on Family Guy. It's going to rain. It's going to rain today. But then warm, 60 tomorrow, 62 on Thursday, 61 on Friday, 63 on Saturday, but 90% chance of rain on Saturday. So we got some rain in the forecast next, about a 50% chance really about the next 10 days or so. We don't need any more rain, but it's going to be warmer at least, 64 today, but it's going to rain all day. But we'll get it out of here. What'd you do yesterday?
Tire calls last night was the highlight of my post 6-9 career. We talked to Coach Brownell, and he reviewed his team's wins in the last couple of here. Took a couple phone calls and went back and forth with Don for an hour. It was a nice little show. Did you get a chance to listen at all?
I did not. I take that back. I listened to it for about 8 seconds because I moved my car in the garage because it was going to rain. Just got to hear Don. Is the Tiger calls different now? Is Brad different now? Is Don different now? Are the callers different now? Is the energy different now that you're in this winning streak and you're in the conversation now for NCAA tournament? Can you feel a little more pep? Is a little more energy in the show now?
Yeah, you know what? Things are a little bit easier when you're winning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier to get up and do these shows. It's easier for Coach to get out there and be willing and happy and excited to talk about the progress of the team. One of the callers asked him about the intensity in which he's coaching now and the staff is coaching. He felt like, from an outside point of view, having watched all the games this season and listened to all the games on the radio, that the intensity from the coaching staff has ramped up over the last little bit here and resulted in some wins for the team. And I didn't really think much of the question, but I let him ask it anyway. And he asked Coach, and funny enough, Brownell agreed. He said, you know what, I gave the leaders on this team, the Mitchells, the Reeds, and the Thomases, a lot of rope to try to do some things leadership-wise. And it turns out that these guys, not that they're bad leaders, but they're quiet leaders. They do things a different way. And we needed a different motivation and a different tool, a different force behind the team. And he's like, I have stepped it up in terms of hands-on and a little bit more of an intensity on the sidelines. And that can be said for the rest of the coaching staff and then some of the younger guys. And he referenced Amir Sims as one of those guys that was a vocal leader. So if you've noticed Brownell maybe getting after the boys a little bit more and yelling, working up a bit of a sweat on the sidelines there, it is for good reason, and it's all a calculated measure.
One of the things that happens in every sport, in the sports that we follow, is that, I mean, seasons are long. By the time these guys, they're together for so long and they start so early now and they finish so, in every sport. But teams take shapes and teams change. In football, the obvious change this year was at quarterback. That was a different team in the quarterback level than there was, before the change. And the team obviously responded, right? I think that was pretty clear. And personality wise, like, you're trying to find it out right now. I know Clemson staff is pretty concerned right now about the leadership in football standpoint. Brad, obviously, you talked about Brad Brownell, had to go through that yesterday, mentioned that yesterday on the show about how his team changed. We're having Bradley LaCroix on later. You know, baseball, maybe as much as any other sport.
When are we having him on?
Thursday. We'll get Bradley LaCroix on. But maybe in any other sport that you just find out your team changes throughout the year. And you look at your preseason prognosis and then you look at all the roles and then everybody's roles kind of change a little bit. So it sometimes takes a while to figure that out. And that's why I don't pay, but mainly because of football season, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to basketball earlier on. Football, we pay attention early on because there's no other sport going on. But with basketball and baseball, you know, there's other things going on. It just takes a little bit of time, man. And it just takes some time to figure all that out. And it seems like Clemson's kind of figured it out now. Now, you're expecting him to say that he coached the same all the time. That's what they'd always say.
But
he's honest about it and said quite the contrary.
He was honest about it. And he was He was frank. You know, that's Brunell in a nutshell, though, isn't it? He's kind of that honest and, I don't want to say blunt, but he's pretty frank in his assessment of things and the way he talks about things. I don't know if that's the Midwesterner in him or just the way he is individually. But, yeah, he's like, yes, I've been coaching with more of an edge to try to motivate these guys because I felt like they needed it. And that was just, I don't know, it was refreshing to hear some honesty from a guy in that position.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, what's on tap for segment number two?
Some of that football, the NFL especially. There's a couple of major storylines. I figure we might want to touch on them. Unless you want to save it for later in the show, in which case we can do something else. That's fine. But that was what I was planning on.
No, I'm interested on both those accounts. You're talking about Murray and Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm interested on both takes, both sides of those, and see what that looks like. Because I... very, very interested to see what you had to say, what other people have to say about it. And so we'll do that in the next segment for sure. Hey, my friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Canty wants to come in case you have, you know, like I was talking about blood pressure there's something else that happened in there, right, that might have, you know, caused that spike. Might be the blood pressure itself. There's something might be causing your doors to jam, your windows to jam. You know, there's a chance that your doors can just be bad doors, or your windows can just be bad windows. But it could be foundation issues. Chimney pulling away from your door, from your home. Now, that could be a chimney issue. I doubt it. But that's usually something a little bit bigger. Hey, Canty wants to fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. Let them take care of you with any foundation issues. They have the quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair any foundation issue you might have. Get a free quote today. Go to CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Stay tuned. Come back. Segment two, NFL talk with two, I think, very interesting conversations when you come back for more with Zach Orr in segment two right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's Operational Services Team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Freddie. He's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number 3.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Got a lot to do here as this show goes on, next couple shows go on, but a lot to do as far as your to-do list today. Pro Flowers makes it easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. You've seen Troy Aikman on these commercials. He's a pro at ordering Pro Flowers. Well, I'm a pro at it as well. We have Pro Flowers at our home right now. Now, Pro Flowers makes it easy as it can be. They have the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Pro Flowers has freshly cut, carefully packaged, and express delivery. It means that flowers, when they get to your home, your office, wherever they might go, they arrive in perfect condition. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So right now, get a dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase. You say vase or vase?
Vase.
Vase, good. Because you're not an aristocrat.
$24.99. The vase.
The vase. Plus shipping and handling. Now go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the page and enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey to order today. Segment 2 with Mr. Zach Orr.
The NFL stays in the news as its offseason really swings into full gear here with a couple of big announcements yesterday. First and foremost, let's get the bad out of the way so we can talk about the seemingly good news for the NFL as they get to see Kyler Murray for a couple more years. Kareem Hunt signs with the Cleveland Browns. A 1-year contract with Cleveland. He would be a restricted free agent after the contract expires, meaning the Browns hold his rights for after next season. He signs after being released, and I believe it was November when a video came to light of him shoving and kicking a woman in his. It was either his residence or a hotel. I can't remember where it was shot. I tried to only watch it once and get out of there. 9 months post incident, when that video came to light, and he was dismissed from the team, and the Chiefs moved on from him. He signs with the Cleveland Browns. As the Cleveland Browns front office, general manager John Dorsey specifically says, we've done our due diligence, done extensive research in regards to this case, this player. He understands, takes full responsibility for the egregious act he committed. He's extremely remorseful for his actions. Mickey, thoughts on a guy like Kareem Hunt getting a second chance this soon? Did you think it was going to happen at all? Did you think it was going to be the Browns? Did you think the Chiefs are going to go back and circle back to him? What were your thoughts on Kareem Hunt heading into this? And are you surprised that a team took a chance on a guy such as Kareem Hunt? A guy that, if we're going to be honest, is a unbelievable talent on the field, but an absolute abomination off of it.
I didn't want to do this, but I just to be fair to all to the girls, to the guys, to everybody involved in the thing, I went back and watched the video.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's not great.
No, it's not great look. Because, you know, there's differences in men don't hit women. Men don't push women. Men don't shove women. Sure. Men turn their cheek and go the other way. You know, somebody breaks in your house and tries to shoot you or something like that. But 99.999999% of the time, there's no way, no how, whatever. Now, there's different levels of it. In this case, there was someone trying to stop him. So it's not like she was that aggressive towards him. And there was a guy there. He could have walked away 100 times.
Yep.
I do believe in second chances. I do believe in forgiveness. But second chances and forgiveness come in different forms.
I agree with that.
It does not come in a form of going back playing the NFL. People who murder people get second chances, but they get it inside the walls of a prison if you're sentenced to life. You can find a way inside a prison to get educated and to become a pastor to people and become a saved person and turn your life around, but you do that with inside the walls. Kareem Hunt deserves a second chance. But that second chance, in my opinion, without knowing everything going on, that comes outside of the National Football League. That comes in the form of him creating a foundation in which he goes and learns more about domestic violence and meets with domestic violence victims and has shelters for women who've been battered by men who, you know, I've gone to these before. And the horrible stories of women who don't turn on a man because he gives them a little money or he's paying the rent or he whatever, that or they're scared and they, you know, of future retaliation, that kind of stuff. So his second chance could come in the form of, you know what, man, I'm a changed person. I made a mistake. I'm a changed person. And now I'm dedicating to change and to get my second chance through this type stuff, right?
Yep.
Do some sort of good later. But in my opinion, without knowing all of the second chance does not come inside the NFL. The second chance comes outside of the NFL.
Does it come down to something as simple as this? Kareem Hunt, while he made this choice and did these things, I don't want to call it a mistake because I feel like that lessens what it is. Does it come down to something as simple as he's a productive NFL running back and they're willing to take on that PR mess because of his production at that position, at a high-profile position, in a position of need for across the board for any NFL team?
Why else would it? What else
right?
could it be?
That's it, right?
I mean, that's the only explanation.
Ray Rice didn't get a job because he wasn't able to produce at a high level after that video came out.
Right.
Kareem Hunt can still do that. He had 850 yards when he was released from the Chiefs last year on the ground. 7 touchdowns on the ground when he was let go.
See, what's bad is when you normally read something on a text, like when you read something on a you know, website or a newspaper or you hear about it on the TV, whatever. Yeah. If there's no video, I mean, someone being accused of assault could be, you know, a man came up to you, Zach, and you pushed him away as he attacked you, whatever. And then they say, well, he's charged with assault. No one was there. No one saw it. And who knows? Two sides of every story, whatever, blah, blah. Again, men don't hit women. Men don't push women. Men don't kick women. But behind almost every one of these stories, there's a story. We get to see it in this one, and that really, 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 I think that takes away all second chances. He escalated it. He kept coming back, and he kicked her. And in no circumstance, there's nothing that girl could have said or that she had done in the past that says, okay, well, now I understand why a man kicked a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know the Browns have watched it.
Of course.
And I'm looking at John Dorsey, the
GM
of the Browns, who I liked before. He's a little bit weird guy I liked before. But I'm thinking in my head right now, you've seen the video, and you now have said, you know what? We want that guy on our team. We want that guy in our locker room. We want that guy to be a part of our organization. We want our kids to wear his jersey. We want to put him on tickets. We want to put him on souvenir cups. We want to put him on posters. We want to sell his jerseys. We want to put him on the billboards around Cleveland. We want to be in the Kareem Hunt business. I don't understand that one bit.
If you're in the NFL, you are by nature one of the most competitive people that anybody can run into, right? You have a will and a need to win based on the money that your team is spending towards this, the roster you're putting together. You want to do everything in your power to field the best football team out there.
Within reason.
Within reason. For my money, and this is me, and I think you actually probably agree with this as well, can we do that without guys that beat women on football teams?
Sure.
I mean, come on.
There's examples of it all the time. Here's the thing. The Browns have been embarrassing, correct?
Sure.
But.
They showed promise last year.
Yeah, but not even that. Losing football games is not the worst thing the Browns can do. Losing football games is not the most embarrassing thing the Browns can do.
Yep.
Being in the Kareem Hunt business is much worse than losing a football game or losing 16 football games, in my opinion. Now, again, I don't know him. I don't know her. I don't know what Caldwell beforehand. I don't know what kind of guy he was beforehand. But I think I'm right by saying this. This was not his first run-in with the law.
I think so. I think there's something in college as well.
I think he had a history of fighting. In the past. Yeah, that's something else, too. You ought to have the... I don't get too deep here. You have to have the moral values inside of you to know, hey, man, there's just certain things you don't do, right?
Of course.
There's right and there's wrong, and that's among the very highest hierarchy tier you can have of wrong, right? To be very clear, men don't hit women. Yep. Can't be more clear than that.
Crystal.
But if you needed any more incentive, right? If there's anything out there for you, A, you're a public figure. B, and for the victim, you know, who cares if you're a public figure or not, but in this case, he knows this. B, there's cell phones, cameras everywhere. But C, he had already been in trouble in the past, to the best of my knowledge, I think he'd been in trouble in the past. So it's much like this, Zach. We talked about this. You and I joke about this with Mini driving. The day after you get a speeding ticket, you slow down.
Sure.
The after an NFL guy gets put on video or gets suspended from a football team for getting in a fight at a bar with a guy or whatever, you know what, man? You don't put yourself in those situations anymore. And you turn the cheek and walk away. If you needed any other incentive, you forfeit millions of dollars. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you shouldn't have to have any other incentive to not do, you know, do something wrong. But on top of it being just one of those, not unforgivable deals, but one of those major deals, then you come down to the, man, what kind of decision maker are you? You know it's wrong. You know it could cost your career, and yet you put yourself in a situation, and then you follow through to it with it.
This is also the organization that gave Josh Gordon how many second chances?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Now, his were all drug related.
Sure, but
that's wrong.
It's still second chances on a guy that's going to make your team look stupid if he messes up again.
I'll say this,
and again, and
with,
again,
with drug related issues, you can get second chances inside the NFL. I'm willing to do that. You?
Yeah, that's fine.
Third, fourth, fifth, that's debatable.
That's
how
fine.
How many ever Gordon got? With that said, though, Kareem Hunt's second chance does not come inside the walls of the NFL. And there's nothing that the Browns can say. If the Browns want to help Kareem Hunt and say, here's the thing, man, we like Kareem. We think that he's a changed man. We're going to help him move forward. We're going to help him set up a foundation. And we're going to get him with people, and we're going to put in a situation. We're going to get him with people in this industry, people in this field who are going to help him move on with his life. Man, I have all the respect in the world for that. But not to the point where we're going to put him in a Browns uniform and let him represent the Cleveland Browns in the NFL again.
The ESPN article references he was neither arrested or faced charges for the February incident. He also was accused of punching a man in June. So the fighting, he has that in his background, I guess.
So he was accused. Now, again, whether he punched a man in June, we don't know. But he's accused of punching a man in June.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in
February of 2018, I guess. Yeah, 2018.
Okay. So that came before he punched a man.
Yes.
If you know I don't know if you know the videos out there, whatever. You know you had an incident. Why are you doing it a second time?
Why are you doing anything? This could all be for naught, too. He's still on the commissioner's exempt list, right? So the NFL has not completed its investigation into the incidents, and a decision on his discipline has not been made yet. A source close to the situation told Dan Graziano of ESPN that the discipline process was still ongoing and nowhere near done. Now that he's signed, that's great, but there's a chance that he doesn't play. We don't know how long the discipline's going to be, the suspension, whatever it may be. He's still on the exempt list of Roger Goodell.
You know,
from a football standpoint.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. I had wondered where he stood, but I wasn't aware of that part of it.
We're trying to educate the people out there about where it is.
Including me. But here's the thing, Zach. You're going to take this risk, this PR risk, this PR nightmare you're going to bring on, and there's a chance you don't get anything out of it, what you're hoping to get out of it. You know? I mean, remember when I said I was a Browns fan?
Yeah.
No longer. No longer. Because you don't even get, I mean.
Would you appreciate some honesty from the franchise?
No.
As JD checks in this morning. He said, I would rather the GM just come out and say, look, we're not breaking any rules by signing him, so we're going to sign him. But no second chance.
No, crap. No. And JD, that's a good point, but no. Because here's why. We already know that.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
And even if there is no reason, again, now in my mind, in my very limited mental capacity, there's nothing that they could say that I would go, okay, now I get it. You know? Was the girl a terrorist that he was thwarting up a plot that she was going to blow up the whole hotel? And it whatever. Oh, really? He knew about that? He was a double agent spy from Middle Eastern country? Oh, okay. He put everything down now. Oh no. This woman was about to go kill another woman in the hotel. Oh, he's a vigilante that saved lives by doing it. Oh, now I get it. But that didn't happen. That's not happening. That's outside the realm of possibility in my mind. And again, if we find out later on something else, and you know, we reserve the right to change our mind on it. But no. There's not an apology. There's not a reason. There's no deducting it. There's no rationalizing it. There's nothing that you could say. You go, okay, yeah. Well, that makes it okay then. Again, I don't wish Kareem Hunt. I don't wish a lifelong misery for Kareem Hunt. And I will give Kareem Hunt another chance, absolutely. But to do what he was doing was a privilege. To be able to earn millions of dollars in this league, it's a privilege. And I think that privilege, I think there are certain things that you do in this world that you take away that privilege. And I think the NFL, I mean, am I right by saying that the domestic violence campaign is pretty simple, cut and dry. You don't do it.
Yeah.
Did Greg Hardy go back and play after those videos came out, him shoving his wife in the bed with guns and all that kind of stuff? He came back and played?
I don't know if that was before or after, because he was suspended for a couple of times, yeah. Right? And I know he's fighting now, which is unique.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just...
Wish he... His last fight got stopped because he did something illegal in the fight.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Let me ask you this quickly. Is there anything that Dorsey could say that you'd go, I need to rethink the way I think about this?
No, he's going to say the same stuff that we're talking about this morning. He's going to say, you know, we're committed to making him a better person. He knows his path. We've done our due diligence.
Does playing in the NFL do that, though? I mean.
Probably not.
Let me ask you this. What if he said, I'm donating 100% of my checks? Like, who was the offensive lineman donate 100% of his checks? The tackle. Man of the year guy. He donated 100% of his checks to charities.
Okay. Was it Joe Thomas did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if Kareem Hunt said, man, you know what? I'm a change man. I'm going to donate 100% of this to...
battered women.
To homes of battered women in the Chicago area for the next year. I'm going to make $3 million, $5 million. I'm giving $5 million to this, and man, I want to, you know.
Would that change? It would help, right? It would, but it would just, it would put a Band-Aid over a sore spot that's bigger than the Band-Aid can cover.
All right. Crazy. Interesting. Good topic. You want to touch on? We'll take some phone calls and some texts on it.
We can, of course.
We have some texts on it. We'll get to those after a break.
Probably good to get those out of the way. Get that topic out of the way before the old kids get in the car in a couple of minutes.
Maybe. And then...
So got to talk about Kyler Murray, though. I'm excited to talk about that one.
Yeah, because that's one that... I don't know anybody's going to call in or text in and have any dissenting points from what we just had to say.
No.
And that's the way you and I personally feel about it.
100%.
This is not a... We're not grandstanding to make us look better.
No.
On the Kyler Murray stuff, I think we'll have some split opinions on this. We'll see.
I think so, too.
All right. Hey, our friends at Roto-Rooter want to come in. I believe me when I tell you this. I think that we're done with the frozen temperatures. I don't think that you're going to see any kind of frozen pipes. So I want to tell you about springtime tips. Make sure your yards drain, your gutters and downspouts are cleaned out, open and free of debris. Check for birds causing nests and plumbing vent pipes. Check faucets and hose bibs to make sure that water flows freely. If an outdoor faucet drips, if there's a leaky inside your home or for the first time the hose is turned on, you may have a frozen pipe that cracked during the wintertime. You can pour gallons of water into infrequently used drains just to make sure that they're running again. Check around the base of toilets for signs of water damage from anything that happened over the winter as well. Roto-Rooter does all these things and wants you to give all these things. On their website, there are springtime tips. I think it's okay to start looking at springtime tips now. So get in touch with them at Roto-Rooter and Roto-Rooter.com, 1-800-ROTO-ROOTER, and then they'll get you with your local Roto-Rooter here locally, proudly owned and operated by Clemson alumni. You're going to love Roto-Rooter. It's 1-800-ROTO-ROOTER, Roto-Rooter.com. These are good folks, and they'd love to help you out. Our great friends at Roto-Rooter. We'll come back. A little Kyler Murray talk. Some of your reaction to the Kareem Hunt news right after this.
This Wednesday, the Tigers travel down I-95 to take on the Miami Hurricanes in hopes of bringing home a win just in time for Valentine's as we reach the home stretch of ACC play. Pre-game begins at 6:30 with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Optimas will increase your nitric oxide, giving your blood better flow and more oxygen to your muscles for the ultimate workout. This will increase your energy, endurance, and muscle building. Optimas has been clinically proven to increase your bench by 58 pounds, leg press by 78 pounds, and 3 times more lean body mass. Results you can see and feel for men and women. Take your workout to the next level. Order Optimas at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Glad to have you with us. We'll get some thoughts here on our text line, 986-1566. Before I do that, let me tell you about our friends at Sherry's Berries. You know, the really intelligent people in this world give gifts that they can also get something from. When these Sherry's Berries, I gave Meredith 6 berries this year of Sherry's Berries. And with it, I ate 2 of them so far. So I find myself way ahead of the game. These huge, freshly dipped strawberries come in, dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. I like the white chocolate myself. Dipped in decadent toppings. Always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. And they can be great accommodating the companion to a candlelight dinner, a bouquet of flowers, and a night on the town. So with this Thursday coming up, it's right around the corner of Valentine's Day, just a few short days away now. Arrives fresh, 100% guarantee, shipped anywhere, and still getting there. Send your Valentine's gift of her dreams and the price of your dreams. Just $19.99 plus shipping and handling right now. Plus, order now and make Valentine's Day really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Now, ship with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. You go to berries.com, click on the microphone to enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Check out. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey and order those today. Zach, you wanted to do this, and I think this is right now, to finish up on the Kareem Hunt stuff.
Yeah.
Some of your text messages that you have received this morning. This is your text line.
Right. Is it?
Yeah. After seeing some of the texts, I completely abandoned it. This is your text line. This is your baby. I can't do some of these texts. Some of you are awesome people. And some of you, man, knock yourself out, buddy. Anyway.
The text line this morning. First of all, T's and P's for your high blood pressure, Mickey. So that's a good one.
T's and P's for my BPs.
T's and P's for your BP. We always love that. A texter gets in. Ray Lewis got a second chance.
Now, Ray Lewis, first of all, It's not fair to go case by case.
That's true.
I would say this. Tommy West said a long time ago, you take every individual case differently. It's not fair to punish one because somebody else did something else. Remind me of the Ray Lewis case, though. That was at the Super Bowl. That was in Atlanta. That was...
But that was murder.
Yes, but he didn't murder anybody, right? Mm-hmm. He was in limo. There was a fight. Did they kill the guy in the limo?
I think so. Again, I wasn't alive during this.
He was never accused of murder, was he?
I don't think I was. I might have been young. He was never accused of murder. Was he charged with it? I don't think so. I think it was his friends that were charged.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. Whether, and my memory is not great with what Ray Lewis did, what he didn't do, and what he was charged with, and what he wasn't charged with. But let me say this. That does not affect Kareem Hunt's, in my opinion. While the texture is correct, Ray Lewis did get a second chance. I think it has zero effect on Kareem Hunt. Makes sense to you or not?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me.
So
another text again this morning. Bringing on guys with baggage never ends well for the team, ever. That's generally true. Not going to lie to you there. Yeah. It doesn't really work out. Everything else has been okay. Text. They're not worth reading on there.
Okay. Now, we found out yesterday that Kyler Murray has made a decision.
We did.
And this is one that is, I don't think, a surprise. He tweeted out, quote, that he is, quote, fully committing my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback. The whole tweet says, football has been my love and my passion my entire life. I was raised to play quarterback, and I was very much looking forward to dedicating 100% of myself and being the best QB possible and winning NFL championships. I've started an extensive training program to further prepare myself for the upcoming NFL workouts and interviews. I eagerly await the opportunity to continue to prove my NFL decision makers that I am the franchise quarterback in this draft. I went first for Kareem Hunt. You go first with Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is looking to become the first player to ever be drafted in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft and the NFL draft. He is listed at 5'9" and 7/8", according to Oklahoma's athletic director. He would be the shortest, one of the shortest quarterbacks to ever throw a pass in the NFL. If you're looking to make a comparison, people go, oh, he's like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's heavier, and Russell Wilson is 5'11", a little bit taller as well. Murray's coming off a season in which he posted 4,300 yards passing and 1,000 yards on the ground. He's a dual threat quarterback in every sense of the word. Has a good arm, has a bigger arm than people think he does, especially for a guy of his stature. It'll be interesting to see what teams do with a guy like Kyler Murray. I know specifically I can talk about this with knowledge because I'm a fan of the team. The Giants and Dave Gettleman have distanced themselves from picking him at 6. Gettleman doesn't believe in his size. He thinks he's too small. Doesn't believe in it, and I don't think they're going to move on him at 6. Other teams are going to probably fall in love with the way he tests. He has committed to the combine. I don't know if he's going to throw at the combine or he's going to throw at his pro day, but that remains to be seen. Someone's going to fall in love with this guy, and he's fully committing his life to being an NFL quarterback. That, to me, pretty much closes the door on Major League Baseball. The A's will hold his rights, and he's got to give back all but $200,000 of his signing bonus that he took from the Oakland Athletics.
I don't I wouldn't draft him.
You wouldn't draft him?
No.
At all?
No.
Do tell.
Well, in the history of the league, and I can't say history, I mean, there was what people measured back in, you know, in the Otto Graham days, I don't know, but in the modern era of professional football, the average height is a little bit over 6'3". Doug Flutie was 5'10". Flutie's the only quarterback that I know of that was 5'10 or shorter. And we're saying that Kyler Murray is shorter than Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
So at 5'9" and 7/8", he would be the shortest quarterback that we've seen in the NFL in our lifetimes, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to tell you this. It's not even the height. It is the height, but it's not even the height. It's that he's such a frail little fella. I mean, that head, the helmet on top of his little head looks like, I told you before, it looks like the Martian on Kazoo or whatever, on the Flintstones or whatever. That he's got this tiny body and this great big old helmet on top of it. Remember when Johnny Manziel got in the league? That people said, man, Manziel is so doggone tiny compared to the rest of the league. So it wasn't just his height. It was the fact that he was just tiny. Let me see. What was Johnny Manziel? We got to get the top of the hour break here. Johnny Manziel was 6 foot, but he wasn't a big fella. 6 foot 209 is what they list him at now. I dare say he's under 200 pounds when he started the whole thing now. It's just hard, man. It's a big, big, big league. And I'll tell you this quickly. In the NFL, the reason they do these combine stuff, and they're like, I'm not saying that because you measure out well and have great measurables, you're going to be a great player. But if you don't have great measurables, it is difficult. Tom Brady aside, it's difficult.
Is this the best time for him to come into the league and try this, though? The NFL is protecting quarterbacks like it's never protected quarterbacks before. They're not going to get hit nearly as often.
Yeah.
It's a quarterback-friendly league right now.
Good points.
Is there a chance that this is the most successful time you could probably come into the NFL and give this a shot?
Yes. But still to this day, and even for like a Lamar Jackson, still to this day, you have to make your living in the pocket in the NFL.
It's hard to see over those 6'3", 6'4", offensive linemen if you're 5'9".
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk much more about this when we come back. Joe, hang on. With Zach or Mickey Plowler, our number two.